V-25. Mirador Hotel, Roatan, Honduras. News of the Third Triangle's discovery came before Dan had even left the location of his interview with Poppy Bradshaw, and it immediately changed both the mood and his focus. Kyle Young, understandably, asked for some words to broadcast on ACN. Dan's live reaction would be one hell of an exclusive, but after an interview that was physically painful as well as mentally exhausting, Dan reluctantly opted out. Emma stepped in, partly to give Kyle something in exchange for all he'd done for them, but primarily to call for a measured response. She already knew what was happening in China with foreign media being ushered away from the ELF building by overzealous security officers, and she feared that a firm reaction from GCC Chairman William Godfrey would be forthcoming. With their ever-increasing certainty that the triangles were real after all, Dan and Emma should have been feeling excited anticipation of finally seeing clear images of them. The muddy waters of international and supranational politics made things far less positive, however, to the extent that Emma's first reaction was to fight the potential fire of an overreaction from Buenos Aires. She said what she thought were all the right things to say. First, that it was a good thing that the triangles would be revealed to the public, but a bad thing Ding Ziyang was freezing the GCC out just when it looked like bridges were being built. Second, she personally called on Godfrey not to overreact. She could and would make this point personally, but there was power in having the request out there in the open. Kyle pushed with more questions, but knew when to stop. Emma's expression made that only too obvious, at which point he continued with some thoughts of his own. With his friend and colleague Maria Janzik out of commission in Beijing, his footage and comments were all that would fill American living rooms for the next several minutes. Amid chaotic scenes, Dan McCarthy's mind turned to the messengers. Where were they? And what the hell was going on? Emma led him outside to the waiting car, which would take them to their waiting plane, and she lifted her phone from her pocket to make a call. More in hope than expectation, she dialed the President of the United States. President Slater answered the call so quickly that Emma knew she had already been holding her phone. Are you with Godfrey? Emma asked. He's with the media team, Slater sighed. What did Dan get from Poppy? Did she know anything about the triangles? Emma hesitated. I'm going to tell you something in trust that you won't tell him, okay? Not yet. If you tell him this, he'll ask how you know. And if you tell him that, about Dan's power, he won't be grateful that you told him eventually. He'll be furious that you didn't tell him right away. The last thing the world needs tonight is for Godfrey to be any more riled up than he already is. My job tonight is making sure Godfrey doesn't do anything too drastic, so I'm already on board with that. But hurry up and tell me while I'm alone. What did you find out? Cole is working with Jack Neal, Emma said. Son of a fucking bitch, Slater cursed. Emma paused. And so is Poppy Bradshaw. This time, Slater reacted with a silence that spoke volumes. This is a mess, but it could be a whole lot messier than we thought, Emma said. Somehow I need to get Jack and Dan in the same room. I'm asking you to keep this quiet, and I'm hoping you'll bear in mind that I know Jack better than anyone. If he even thinks anyone is onto him in any way, he'll do whatever it takes to make sure we don't find him. If he was standing on a cliff and he saw us coming, he would jump. So please, keep this quiet. The reason I'm telling you this is so you know that we've just made some major progress in finding out what's really going on here, and if this triangle hadn't just shown up and Ding hadn't reacted like this, I would have said this trip had been a huge success. We have a next move, Valerie. That's what I want you to know. Whatever you have to do to keep Godfrey from going crazy tonight, please do it. I will, the president said. And Emma? Thank you.